We've produced some great-looking t-shirts this year. They're a nice way of showing your support for our programs, and they make wonderful gifts as well. You can order them on our website, Stardate.org. Thank you for your support.
Stardate March 4th. Last July, a space telescope heard the death cry of a star billions of light years away. It was the longest outcry of its type ever detected, an astonishing 7 hours. Yet its details are still fuzzy. All we know for sure is that it was a violent ending for a star. The outcry was a gamma ray burst. Astronomers have discovered thousands of them. They're usually produced by a supernova, the titanic explosion of a massive star. Energy from the nuclear inferno deep inside the star blasts outward through its poles. That forms narrow jets of gamma rays, the most powerful form of energy. The gamma rays usually last a few seconds or minutes. In that time, though, the burst can emit more energy than the sun will produce over billions of years. Follow-up observations showed that the July outburst took place in a galaxy that's giving birth to many stars, perhaps as the result of a merger with another galaxy. Many of the new stars are hot and massive, so they explode quickly. That makes the galaxy a good breeding ground for gamma ray bursts. But the origin of this event isn't clear. It could have been the result of a supernova. Other possible scenarios include the merger of a black hole with the dead or stripped core of a sun-like star, or a close encounter between a star and a mid-sized black hole. Such an encounter would have ripped the star apart, forming a trail of incandescent gas, triggering a long outcry from a dying star. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.